A few years ago, someone gave me this coffee mug. And I really like this coffee mug. It's kind of my favorite coffee mug. And there's two reasons why it's my favorite coffee mug. First of all, it's big. And whenever I'm drinking, I get a lot of it in it. So in the morning, my coffee's got a big old mug to be filled. But the real reason why I really like and treasure this gift is the message that's on the front of it. It simply says, justice, kindness, and humility. It's a guy thing. Justice, kindness, and humility. It's a guy thing.
Come on, come on.
And being a guy, I try my best to live my life out of these virtues. Justice, kindness, and humility. Amen. If you think about it and pray about it, justice, kindness, and humility is not just a guy thing.
Come on now.
Yes.
It's a God thing.
Yes.
It's a God thing. I'm going to preach this morning around the theme of justice, kindness, and humility.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I prepare, so it's got to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it is so difficult to try to understand how God is, and how God works, and who God is.
Come on now.
Because we're not God. But the one chapter in Scripture that gives us insight into who God is and how God thinks and the way God works is Luke chapter 15. The gospel text Deacon just read for us today. In many ways, it's a sacred recovery mission. Lost and recovery mission that God goes on and how Jesus explains what God is like. How God is full of justice, kindness, and humility. This search and rescue mission has three examples of how God is always the divine seeker. The lost sheep,
come on.
The lost coin, and the lost son. These make no sense at all. Why would I leave my 99 behind and go look for the lost one? But I know a God who works a little bit differently than the way the world works.
Yes.
How God thinks differently than the way we think. This sacred recovery mission, search and rescue that God is on, is exemplified so beautifully in the person of Jesus. For he himself is the actual image of how much God loves us. He shows us the love, the mercy, the kindness of the Father. How God's always in the blessing business of mercy. Lost and recovery. Search and rescue. And it comes down to this beautiful story, oftentimes labeled the story of the prodigal son. And in many ways, it's really about the forgiving father. The focus is not so much on the wasteful son, but how much this father images a loving God. How much this God is like that woman who searches her house trying to find that lost coin. The same way that shepherd who goes out to find that lost sheep. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And there's three aspects of this story of how the Father behaves that I think are worthy of reflection this morning. Let's go to work on the word. Amen?
Amen.
The first is that the Father allows the Son to leave. God made us with intellect and free will.
Amen.
To choose.
Yes.
You cannot force someone in relationship.
No.
You cannot force someone to love you. And God himself will not force you in relationship. You want to go? Go. God allows his son to make that decision. Even when he knew, in wisdom of age, this is not going to go well. But think about it for a moment. And those who have children, think about it. The young buck says, give me the money that's going to come to me when you die. That's pretty cold. First of all, it's my money. But he's presuming that I'm in the will. So give it to me now. I can't wait to die, old man. That's cold. Imagine your child saying, I know I'm in the will. Can I get my little piece now? I want you dead. I want you dead. And the father allows him to make that decision to take his stuff and go. The same way he allows the older son, who's just as sinful as the young, stay with me, to allow him to stay. How many times you may have a child who's 35, 45, 55, and still in your basement? Get out! Get your own spot! Go! Get out! Why are you still here? But he allows both sons to make decisions. Y'all with me?
Yes.
He allows the sons to choose. God lets us choose, church. And sometimes we have to let people go and make the decisions that they think are best for them. But this father, number two, is also patient. Patient. Something that I don't have a whole lot of myself. I know all y'all are sanctified, holy, got it all together. But I tell you sometimes when I'm driving and somebody cuts me off, what I want, when I want it now. But God is a patient God. And the spiritual life is not a sprint 100-yard dash. It's a journey. It's a cross-country journey. And as long as you're keeping moving and making some progress, but none of us are where we need to be in total. Amen? It's a journey. And God is patient with us. He allows his son to do what he had to do and then come to his senses. And what was the moment that allowed him to say, I need to go home? He was hungry.
Come on.
He didn't say, you know, I really hurt my dad. He didn't say I'm in sin. It was a basic human need of hunger. What he wanted, pig food, something no righteous Jew would ever come close to. That's how bad it gets. He literally smelled and he stank of sin. Didn't just stink, he stank. That's pretty bad.
Yes.
The years, the time of doing whatever he was doing, he smelled like sin. Know anybody who smells like sin? Wrapped up in sins of his flesh. The same way the older son is wrapped up in sins of his spirit. Both sons are sinful. Yet the father is patient with both. And leads me to my third point today, this morning. The father is always willing to forgive.
Thank God.
Both sons. When he rose up and said, I'm going to go back to my dad, the father was looking for him, waiting. Notice he does not run to him. Doesn't go looking for him. He waits for him to get the sense to come back, and he welcomes him home. Church, if you want to be forgiven, you got to get up and get back to your father. You got to get up and move. And we have a God who is willing to welcome you home. Welcome us home when we've gone down the wrong road. Amen?
Amen.
But also, when the party begins, which makes, again, no sense, he throws a party for a son who's messed up his money That's how mercy works.
Come on.
I love the story of a young man who got in trouble. And when the judge was ready to hand down the sentence for him, his grandma, with her cane, she said, "Your Honor, may I speak?" And the judge said, "Go ahead." She said, "My boy is wrong. He did wrong. We tried our best to raise him right, but he did wrong. Please, Your Honor, have mercy on my boy." The judge crossed his arms and said, "Ma'am, he doesn't deserve mercy."
Come on.
The old lady stood up and said, "I know. That's why it's called mercy."
Woo!
You see?
Come on.
You see, church, we don't deserve mercy. But that's why it's called mercy, because it's a gift from God.
Yeah.
And God pours it out to welcome home both sons in sin. The sin of the sixth commandment of the flesh and the sins of the spirit. But he said to me one time, "You know, Father, I don't go to confession because I'm old." I said, "What do you mean? I'm old. When I was young, I used to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and 1, 2, 3. And now I'm old, I can't do anything anymore." I said, "Well, ma'am, you know, you do a whole lot of sinning when you're old by yourself. Self-righteousness, anger, vengeance, all the things this oldest son got caught up in. Yet the father goes out and says, 'Come to the party. Everything I have is yours. For your brother has come home.' What a mighty God we serve." Church, forgiveness is a process. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yes.
It's a process. It's the most challenging part of the gospel. But as for me, I don't know about you, but as for me, God's been good to me. God has been so good to me. I don't deserve it, but God has been good to me. And because he's been so good to me, I have to try my best to show justice and kindness and humility and show kindness and mercy to somebody else. Because God's been good to me. You see, he woke me up this morning. I'm not sure it was your alarm clock that woke you up, but it was grace and mercy that woke me up this morning. I'm not sure how you got up this morning, but I got up on grace and mercy because God is that so good, so good, so good. Who knows about how good God is? Who knows about how good God is? So good. So good to me. And because God has been so good, I have to try my best and say, "You're my sister. You're my brother of this one family of God." And to know, no matter how bad it gets pretty bad, doesn't it, sometimes? The things go on. It gets pretty bad sometimes. But I know he watches over me. I know that. I know that because God said it, and it's true. From 2021 West Venango Street, God has watched over me. From Holy Souls up to now, God watches over me. God's been good to me. So why should I feel discouraged? Why should those shadows come when Jesus is my portion? My constant friend, when I had no other friends, my constant friend is he, his eye, Old school is on the spell.
Yes.
And I know, just like my mom and dad, Mother Ford, Aunt Alice, Uncle Bubba, they all watch over me. Amen.